Grammy Awards are tomorrow night. Kanye West, Drake, and Justin Bieber have all said they're skipping the show, even though they're all nominees. Justin Bieber called the show irrelevant. Frank Ocean didn't even submit his acclaimed album, Blonde, for consideration. Maybe they should nominate B.J. Lederman, who writes her theme music. He wouldn't be so particular. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tries to figure out who still cares about the Grammys.
Newcomer Kelsea Ballerini says she's excited to be up for Best New Artist, along with Chance the Rapper, The Chainsmokers, Anderson .Paak, and another country star, Maren Morris.
Just the fact that me and Maren are both in that category, I think, is really cool. And I definitely know that Nashville feels like it's a big win, regardless of who actually gets the award.
Smile, the charm, the words, the spark, everything, you had it. Guess I had a naive heart, 'cause boy, I let you have it.
Ballerina co-wrote this chart-topping song, and she'll be performing during the Grammys telecast tomorrow.
My peers tipped their hat to me, and that made me feel really, really validated as a new artist. I don't know, it makes me feel like a cool kid.
Ballerini is elated that from now on she'll be known as Grammy nominee, or maybe a winner. She and others hope it leads to more records, more money, more gigs, more fans.
It's also very important for the people working with you.
Jean-Michel Jarre is a French composer, performer, and record producer.
Artists are surrounded by managers, by labels, and people working, giving a lot of energy and time and hope and love into what you do.
Jarre has composed film scores and helped pioneer electronic music in the 1970s, but he's never won a Grammy. This year, he's up for Best Dance Electronic Album.
Electronic music is born in Europe and then invaded the world. So it shows that when the Grammys are recognizing somebody in the electronic music field, it's actually not only for the US market, but for really the international audience. So it is important.
Winning a Latin Grammy 4 years ago made Gaby Moreno a star throughout Latin America, especially in her native Guatemala. This year, Moreno's fifth album, Ilusión, is nominated for Best Latin Pop Album at the Mainstream Grammys.
Algo en mí cambió. Me dijo que es mejor olvidarlo y dejarlo. Que fue un baile efímero.
The Grammys means the general market to me, and so, I don't know, for me it's a bigger deal, because you're there with the really big names in the music industry, and it opens doors for a lot more opportunities, and for myself personally, it just motivates me.
Moreno's album was produced by Gabriel Roth, who was also a band leader, bass player, songwriter, and producer for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. They were nominated for a Grammy in 2014, and Roth says winning would have meant a great deal for the late singer.
I think for Sharon it was tied into a bigger goal of hers, which was basically to kind of reclaim soul music, reclaim R&B.
Roth himself has won two Grammy Awards for producing Amy Winehouse and Booker T, but he says he's really down on the Grammys.
It's a baloney award, man. Everybody in the industry votes for the record they worked on or the record their friend worked on or the record that they got an email that their friend said that you got to vote for this record. It's like a high school popularity contest.
But jazz pianist and bandleader John Beasley says the Grammys mean more than just the televised awards. The organization's foundation takes music to schools and helps struggling musicians. Beasley leads a 15-piece big band called Monkestra. Tribute album to Thelonious Monk is nominated in one of the jazz categories.
This year is Thelonious Monk's centennial. So what we're hoping is it creates even more awareness for Monk's music. Some of it was composed 80 years ago, you know, and it sounds as fresh and has a life of its own.
Beasley is also competing in one of the arrangement categories with 22-year-old Jacob Collier, who's up for two Grammys.
Flintstones, make the Flintstones, they're a modern Stone Age family.
As in this version of the Flintstones theme, Collier sings all the vocals and plays the instruments himself. The one-man band started out as a YouTube sensation.
I hope that the Grammys will instill a sense of faith in people who want to do things their own way, and are wondering whether that's, you know, a kind of valid way of doing things.
Collier is also rooting for his friend Chance the Rapper, whose album Coloring Book was issued online only as a music stream, and that would make his win Grammy history. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.